Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Tawanda with Real Girlfriends Across America, and welcome to our call tonight. I am super excited. We have an incredible young lady that we're going to talk to tonight, and we're going to get started right after we introduce everyone on the line. Say hello. So hello to the ladies on the line tonight. How are you doing?
Good. This is Fee. I'm good.
Okay. How about you, Destiny? How are you?
That's good.
Okay. Well, we just came off a long weekend, so was there a lot of fireworks popping in you ladies' city? How was the 4th?
Yep.
They've been popping fireworks here for like the last month.
You know, I remember you talking about the fireworks going on in your area. Okay.
Yeah, they've done it. They've been doing fireworks literally every day since Floyd died.
Oh, wow. How about over in your city, Destiny?
Yeah, they've been doing them not as much, but they have been doing them from time to time.
Okay. All right, well, definitely thank you for sharing that. But we're going to get straight into it, ladies, because tonight I'm definitely really honored and extremely excited to talk to you, Destiny, about your journey and different things that you're going to share with us tonight. So we won't prolong it. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, just a little bit of overview on who is Destiny.
So I'm Destiny. I live in Thornton, Colorado. I used to live in Denver, but I moved out here with my husband a couple months ago, and I'm blind. I also can't walk, so it's more of a minor like nuisance than anything else because I can't get around and see like other people can, but anything, like whether it's a picture or anything, if you ask me, I'll usually make a joke about it because I don't like telling people that I'm blind.
Okay, I definitely understand that. And just a couple small things in your overview that I wanted to ask you. Now, how old are you, Destiny?
I'm 24.
24 years young. Okay. And you mentioned that you were blind. Now, how long have you actually been blind?
Since birth.
Okay. And in reference to being able to not walk, how long have you not been able to walk?
The same, since birth.
Okay. So when I recently met you a few weeks ago, you've always been so jolly and so happy, and you're always on all these social media and the techie stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, you just mentioned also you don't like to let people know that you're blind. How long does it normally take before someone actually knows that you can't see? Because you're like all over the place. Like you're tuned into everything. So how long does it take someone to actually realize it?
So some people realize it pretty fast. Other people realize it pretty slow. It's really whoever, like if I feel like I can trust you, then you'll know. But like if I don't really know you or know much about you, then it's pretty obvious that you won't know, and I'll keep just beating around the bush to you because I obviously don't want you to know.
Understood and respect. You know, I got several questions for you. I don't even really know which ones I want to ask first, but a couple things you share with me, and I want you to share with others because I don't think we should focus on the things we can't do all the time. Sometimes we can focus on what we can do because we all can do something. And you're definitely an example of that. You're just really freaking amazing. So the positive energy and your good vibes, where does that come from? Sometimes people take bad situations or the fact they may can't see or can't hear or whatever, and they're just really always down. But you, and I know we all have bad days, but you always seem super excited and really positive. Where does that come from?
To be honest, I'm not really quite sure. I just know that, like, I'm definitely not gonna get blind and me not being able to see. I'm not gonna let it get me down. I actually tried that for about a year, 2 years to be pretty exact. And sometimes I'll try it day to day, but I'll text my best friend, and she's also blind, and she'll, like, we'll talk through it or whatever. I actually tried to go to school, and I had this wonderful job at Children's Hospital, actually. And I tried to go to blind school and tried to do all this other thing. And nothing was really working out the way I had planned. The school wasn't equipped for someone in a wheelchair. It was just equipped for someone that's blind. So I got pretty down about that, decided that I never wanted to go back to school. I never wanted to get another job. I never wanted to do anything because I decided, well, I can't see, so what's the point in that? But then, you know, my mom, actually, she's like, you're going to have to work, or you're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to do something. And I just didn't want to. And then I met my husband, actually, and he's like my rock, my best friend, so.
Okay. You mentioned that you met your quote-unquote husband. So my next question is, share with us exactly how you met him and how that process was, because when you told me that, I'm like, oh, wow, girl, you got it going on for real. So tell us about that.
So I met him online. I met him using Match, and actually, you know, Match isn't really accessible. Match isn't, he knew that I couldn't walk, but Match isn't really for visually impaired people. It's not really accessible. So, I could just chat with him. I couldn't see his shirt. And one day, apparently, I had forgotten all about this, but apparently I had liked one of his pictures, and this was before he knew that I couldn't see. So he spent, like, the next however many, couple weeks, whatever it was, thinking that I could see. And when we got together a couple months later, he told me that, you know, that I liked his picture, and how did I do that when I was blind and couldn't see. So I just kind of laughed it off and said it was just a nice picture.
Oh, my goodness. What a destiny. You know, this is amazing to me, because are there tools and resources that enable you to, because, like, you text faster than I do. You're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You're tweeting. I don't even know how to tweet. So how are you doing all this stuff? Like, is there technology? Like, can you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, so there is. There's this app. Well, I guess it's not really an app, but it's a setting on your phone, whichever phone you have. I'm not sure if it's an iPhone, whatever. But with iPhones, it's called VoiceOver. And with Android phones, it's called TalkBack. And what it is, it's just a screen reader for people that can't see, and it'll describe your screen to you. And there's always the voice texting and whatever. But the setting will describe anything that's going on your screen. It'll take it and it'll describe it to you. So I'm really pretty fortunate in that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one other question that I'm going to know Corinne has a few questions she wants to ask. But let me go back to this. So, and I'm stressing this because some people think if they just aren't perfect, quote unquote, that they can't find true love. And you're saying
right.
You went on Match.com, you met a guy, and now you guys
mm-hmm.
are taking things to the next level, and
oh, yeah.
you're visually impaired, as well as you're not
mm-hmm.
able to walk. Now, talk to me a little about this guy that you met, because he definitely has to be amazing, because some people are just caught up into superficial things. So tell me, how
right.
did you and him get to the point to where he was going to be willing to help you? Because he has to help at some point, because there's some things you just can't do. That's the reality. So talk to us
yeah.
a little about how you end up getting, you know, having this conversation with him and taking it to the next level.
You know, that part I'm not actually quite sure of either. Because, like, everybody, well, I don't know about everybody, but like most people, you know, I have doubts and everything else. So I've often told him, well, why is it so important to you? Why do you love me? You know, I can't see. I'm not pretty. I can't see myself. I can't even walk. You deserve someone so much better than me. Someone that can see, someone that can walk, someone that can actually, like, tell you they're going to do, someone that doesn't need help. Because sometimes I need help with the small things, like getting around or navigating to and from places. And, you know, me being in my wheelchair is not that easy for me to just jump in a car and say, okay, let's go. You got to fold up my wheelchair and stuff. So I asked him about it, and he really just, I don't know, he really just seems to be okay with it. I mean, I don't really know how, if he's just that type of guy or whatever, but he just really seems to be okay with it.
Well, I think that's pretty incredible. And as soon as we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Miss Destiny and her journey and how she's living her best life.
Hello, everyone. This is Kay with your trending news for today. According to the CDC.gov website, if you have a fever, a cough, a headache, fatigue, difficulty breathing, or other symptoms, you might have COVID-19. If you think you have contracted this disease, contact your health provider and keep track of your symptoms. This has been Kay with your trending news. Be careful and stay safe.
Definitely. Please be careful and please stay safe, because COVID-19 is definitely still on the rise, and there's people daily contracting it. So absolutely. Back to you, Miss Destiny, and we're going to go out to you, Corinne, for any questions that you have for Miss Destiny at this time.
Corinne, how are you?
I'm well. I do want to second one thing that Tawanda said. You are always, like, very, like, upbeat. And, like, I admire that about you. You're, like, always positive, and you always just sound so, like, pleasant and happy.
Thank you.
How long did it take for you to to make the decision that your guy was the one for you and that, you know, he was genuine?
I'm still pondering it. 2 years later, it's not so that he's the guy for me. It's more that, you know, he shouldn't have to deal with as much as he does for me. So I still ponder it sometimes, but he definitely makes me feel like I made the right decision, but I still definitely ponder it sometimes.
Okay. And how do you decide, like, who you're going to share the information with that you are unable to see? Is it based on, like, a gut feeling? Is it based on a conversation?
It's based on a conversation, but also I don't know. It's more of like if my gut tells me that, you know, you're okay, then you're gonna know. But then sometimes it's based off a conversation whether I'll tell you or not.
Okay. And I have one final question. I know I heard about Stevie Wonder some years ago, and he was given the opportunity to take a surgery where he can get sight. But he declined not to get the surgery just because I guess he was used to living his life the way that he has been. If given the same opportunity, would you get a surgery to possibly see?
Oh, God. You know, I've asked myself that time and time again, but there are so many things that, you know, I've thought about it, and I really wanted to do it. But then, you know, what if I can't see? Like, right now, I can see light and dark and shadow. But what if I'm just completely, totally blind forever? Now with the technology coming out, I am looking at different options. I have some glasses along the way that are coming that my husband actually just bought me that could make me see and it could not make me see. But I don't think I'd go with the surgery just because if it doesn't work, then I wouldn't be able to see anything.
Okay, I understand that. And I appreciate you answering my questions.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Wow. Destiny, I definitely appreciate you sharing that information. And I want to share something with everyone that I actually shared with you, Destiny, when I initially met you. One is the story of a blind girl. I remember that from many, many years ago. And I think I read this story to you, Destiny. Do you remember?
Yep. I sure do. I know exactly which story I think you're going to talk about.
All right. Well, the story goes like this. There was a blind girl who hated herself just because she was blind. She hated everyone except her loving boyfriend. He was always there for her. She said that if she could only see the world, she would marry her boyfriend. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes to her, and then she could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, "Now that you can see the world, will you marry me?" The girl was shocked when she saw that her boyfriend was blind too and refused to marry him. Her boyfriend walked away in tears and later wrote a letter saying to her, "Just take care of my eyes, dear." When you hear that story, what do you think?
I think that just I don't know. That story always gets me every time you tell it, just because I find myself sometimes, not most of the time anymore, but sometimes I used to find myself on a daily basis, like, trying to make coffee and trying to do everything, and I'm like, man, I hate myself. I want to die. I want to die. I can't. You can't have both. Me not being able to see, me not being in a, me being in a wheelchair. You can't. Like, I can't deal with both. So, and then I actually met somebody, and I don't know if he gave his eyes for me. That would be awesome. But I don't know if I could, you know, walk away from them for that.
And what it says at the end of the story is, this is how human brain changes when the status change.
Yep.
Only a few remember what life was before and who's always been there, even in the most painful situations. Life is a gift. Today, before you think of saying an unkind word, think of someone who can't speak. Before you complain about the taste of your food, think of someone who has nothing to eat. Before you complain about your husband or wife, think of someone who's crying out to God for a companion. Today, before you complain about life, think of someone who went too early to heaven. Before you complain about your children, think of someone who desires to have children. Before they argue about your dirty house, someone didn't clean or sweep, think about people who are living in the streets. Before whining about the distance you drive, think about someone who walks the same distance with their feet. And when you are tired and you complain about your job, think about people that's unemployed, disabled, that don't even have a job. But before you think about pointing the finger or condemning another, remember that none of us are without sin, or we all have to answer to someone. Life is a gift. Live it, enjoy it, celebrate it, and fulfill it. Author is unknown. And I just want to say to you, Destiny, and I'll go back out to any closing comments, I really respect you and I admire you. From the day one that I've met you, you've been nothing but joy. And I know that if things could change, and who knows what the future may hold, but right now you're still living your best life. You have a great companion. I've seen the pictures on Facebook at the different events, because I want you to tell everyone what you love to do. But I've seen your husband. He's pushing you around. He's getting you in all these pictures. He seemed really humble, and he's just there for you. And that's really, really so amazing, and I'm so happy for you. So before you go, I got two last questions. My first question is, tell us, if you don't mind, when your mama found out about this guy and you guys are going to live together, what did mama have to say? And the second thing I want you to tell us what your deepest passion is in life.
So I love to sing. I love music, love to sing. I really don't know where I would be without any music. This COVID thing is really hard on me because I go to all these concerts and I go to karaoke and I love music. when my mom found out, wow, are you sure you want to go down that road? yeah. When my mom found out, she was kind of she supported it because he did live with me for a couple months prior to me moving out of her place. So she did support it because she saw that everything that he helped me and stuff, and that's all she really wanted from me. She was also kind of against it, though, because it was so far away. She didn't know, if I needed help when he was at work. She can't just drive over here and poop, she'll be there. So it was a little hard for her, I think. She got a little sad, especially the day that I left. But, you know, I think she's still not okay with it. She's trying to be as okay as she can. And we FaceTime and we talk almost every day. So at least she's a part of my life, just not, I'm not there.
Okay. That is definitely truly, truly amazing. Any final comments, updates, or announcements, Corinne?
No, just to tell everyone to make sure they follow us on our social media and to also thank Destiny for sharing her story with us.
Yeah, of course.
Destiny, you have a couple more minutes. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the world that's listening to hear all about Ms. Destiny and her journey?
You know, I would just always like to say that, you know, I got bullied a lot in school for, you know, being blind, not being able to see, and definitely not being able to walk. It is a double whammy. So I just kind of like to say, you know, before you judge somebody and before you say something about somebody, just think how it would make them feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know bullying, unfortunately, goes on with a lot of different situations, and I hate to hear anyone being bullied, and I definitely hate to hear that you experienced that. But guess what? What doesn't kill us does make us stronger. And, honey, you are definitely a strong woman, and you are living your best life. So those people can kick rocks. Hi, Ms. Destiny. Thank you so much for your time investing in coming on the call tonight. Thank you so much for the transparency and sharing this information. We definitely truly appreciate it. And whatever it is your dreams are in life, we definitely send good vibes your way, and we want them to come true. All right. And thank you to everyone that's been with us, that's been listening. We're over 1,000 listeners. I'm so super excited about that. And if you haven't seen that information, you got to go to the Instagram at Real Girlfriends Number 7.
That's great.
Corinne has been definitely keeping us updated. And, man, I'm telling you, I am so, so super excited. And just remember, the best is still yet to come. Have a good night, everyone. Look forward to – I'm not sure why that thing keeps talking when I'm talking. But anyway – have a good night, everyone. Look forward to talking to you on the call tomorrow.
Good night.